Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This team is supposed to be better defensively. They're supposed to be smarter. Look, if the Mets are going to win games this year, if they're going to be a playoff contending team, there's a couple of things that need to happen. One of which, they can't be dumb. That cannot happen. They're not good enough to be dumb. They cannot give extra outs. They cannot hand a runaway. They handed that runaway. And look, a lot of that is on Diekman too. You got two outs and nobody on. How about you not issue a walk, a hit batsman, an RBI single? But I'm telling you, in that moment, I'm watching this game live. I knew that game was over right then and there. I know it's still 5-4. We still have a one-run lead. Yeah, I just had a sick feeling knowing, A, they've got no bullpen. I'm not sure how Mendoza's going to manage this. And then B, giving away a run. They get a great seventh out of Johan Ramirez, and now we go to the eighth inning. And by the way, the Met offense did nothing after they scored those five runs in those two innings. The Mets were allowed to tack on some more runs, and in a game like that where you have no bullpen, they were going to need to tack on some runs. They didn't do any of that. But let's get to the eighth inning, because I know this drove a lot of people nuts, and there's a lot of emails, therico@gmail.com, bitching about Mendoza and how he handled this inning. And I feel you, man. I feel you. I feel you that you have a game that's right in your hands and you let it slip away. Johan pitched a great seventh, so I got no issue with him pitching the eighth. And we also have to understand, before we analyze this, they only had one more reliever left, and that is Jorge Lopez. So the Mets are dealing right now with Johan and Lopez, and I don't think anybody else. And if that bothers you, understand that they're not going to burn a guy out in April. Think about the pitching they used in the doubleheader on Thursday. Think about the pitching they used on Friday. Like, they've got to be somewhat reasonable with how often they use guys. You're not pitching Edwin Diaz 3 days in a row. It's not happening. Not off that injury. And by the way, I support that. What I don't understand is the roster management. Like, the Mets are able to send a guy out and call a guy up. Like, you're still able to do that even on April 6th. So a guy like Reed Garrett, who threw a ton of pitches the other night, they could send him down and call up a fresh arm. So I think that's a fair question for David Stearns in terms of roster management. The problem is you don't want to risk losing guys. I understand. So Ramirez gives up the leadoff walk to Jeimer Candelario. Then we have the balk play, I think was right then and there. We have the balk play in which it was also a stolen base attempt, but we later find out a balk is called, and then the strikeout wild pitch is an absolute killer. Omar Narvaez, for as well as he played offensively in this game, very shaky defensive game. From the throwdown two innings early to not being able to block the strikeout. De La Cruz, RBI single. Stolen base. Wild pitch. I mean, it was just a freaking mess. And what I was thinking in that moment once the walk, the strikeout wild pitch, and the RBI single went down was get Jorge Lopez in this game. And I want to answer how you handle the rest of this game. My thought in that moment is, this is the game right here. This is it. There is no ninth inning. You have to find a way to get these three outs and keep the lead. What do you do in the ninth inning? I worry about the ninth inning in the ninth inning. Maybe I have to just stretch out Jorge Lopez. I don't know. I know this sounds nuts, but what if you go to Lopez after Ramirez runs into trouble? And let's say Lopez gets out of it. And now we have a tie game in the ninth inning. And yeah, you have no pitching available. It's Jorge Lopez and nobody else. What if the Mets in the ninth inning score six runs? What if that happens? Now all of a sudden you're like, well, okay, maybe I get through the bottom of the ninth inning. Maybe I can even use a position player and get through the bottom of the ninth inning, as nuts as that sounds. But you have to give yourself a chance for that to happen. So what bothered me was, yes, I would have used Lopez. Yes, I would have tried to keep the game tied in the eighth inning because I don't know what's going to happen in the top of the ninth inning. I can't just assume, well, what do I do in the bottom of the ninth? What do I do in the tenth? Let's see what happens. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe Lopez comes in and doesn't get the job done, and he does the same thing Ramirez did. But what I don't like about holding him out is that there are a lot of weird things that can happen by using a better pitcher and keeping yourself in the game. Does that make any sense what I'm saying here? Like, I'm acknowledging they didn't have anybody else. I acknowledge that. Like, they weren't using anybody else out of this bullpen. I'm trying to think, like, could they have gone to Brooks Raley? Because I go back to Friday, Raley only faced two batters. He didn't throw that many pitches. Could they have used him again? Probably not 3 days in a row. So even if I'm right that it's just Lopez available, my thought is use him, try to keep the game tied, or down by a run, or whatever it turns out to be, and let the top of the ninth inning dictate what I do in the bottom of the ninth inning. And maybe Lopez doesn't throw that many pitches, and I can stretch him out, and he can pitch the ninth inning. And don't, again, worry about the 10th inning. Worry about the 10th inning if there is a 10th inning. Because what the Mets let happen by keeping Johan Ramirez in to get his ass kicked, there's no worry about a bottom of the ninth inning. There was no worry about a 10th inning. So that's what I didn't like. One, I'd ask questions to David Stearns about roster management. Can you make a move? Can you send a guy out just to get one fresh arm up? Number one. Number two, I still would have used Lopez after Ellie De La Cruz got that RBI single because I'm at least trying to keep this game tight. And instead it got out of hand. Steer hits the three-run home run. He gives up a bunch of more base hits. He gives up the sacrifice fly to Encarnación Strand. And boom, the Mets are down 9-5. They tack on that meaningless run in the ninth inning. Who gives a rat's ass? I guess it looks good for Brett Beatty's back of his baseball card. And we lose an absolutely brutal game on Saturday. But it all goes back to the fact that when you have no bullpen available, when you have a bullpen that only has three guys available, you need to get more than five innings out of Luis Severino. And I put that on the defense. It all goes back to that. If this is a better defensive team, or at least they play better defense on Saturday, it's a completely different game. A, Severino gets quicker outs in the second inning, so probably doesn't have a pitch count of 99 after five. That's number one. Number two, you're not giving runs away. That's why defense matters. Look, defense matters. That's all I talked about during this offseason. We're a better defensive team. We're this defensively. We're that defensively. I agree with you. Defense matters. Look at Saturday. You play better defense, the Mets could win that game. You play better defense, those are two specific things I just said that are different. If you play better defense, you give up less runs, and your starting pitcher who threw 99 pitches in five innings probably goes deeper in the game. Horrible loss. The good news was, right after that game ended, WrestleMania started. That was the positive for me. I was pissed off, and I was able to say, all right, at least I can move on. All right, let's get to some of your emails about that. Willis Rifkin writes, please explain to us why Ramirez is left out there to barf on himself with no one up in the pen. This is a moron managing. Look, it goes back to what I said. They did not have anybody in that bullpen. That's the problem. You put yourself in a very, very tough spot. Willis goes on to write, I know it's eight games in, so this is obviously after Saturday's game. It's too early to get freaked out. and be ready to fire the manager or trade players. But today was very alarming. We gave up a run via the Little League stolen base trick, and then our manager, our rookie manager, doesn't have a plan B in the eighth inning. This is alarming. If we're already out of arms in the pen, why are we carrying both Wendell and Short instead of an extra arm? Well, let me answer it this way. You're not allowed to. MLB has rules because they don't want teams carrying a billion different arms. They don't want so many pitching changes. So they have rules right now that make it more difficult for managers that put themselves in spots where they don't have enough pitchers. What they're trying to do, and it gets into the issues around injuries too, which we'll discuss on the Rico today as well. It's a long Rico, I apologize. It's a lot to talk about. They are trying to force managers to stick with their pitching longer. So right now, there's a limit on the amount of arms you can carry. 13 is the max. You cannot have 14 arms unless you have a 27th man on your roster because it's a doubleheader. So it's not to me about why don't they have an extra arm. It's more about, hey, do you do more? And I know it's more difficult now because, again, it's another rule where they don't want guys going up and down from AAA. But do you, when you're in a tough spot where you played a doubleheader on a Thursday and you used a bunch of relievers on a Friday, to where you shuttle a guy up and down?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.